I'm Avi Wolfman Arendt, and this is a Studio 2 Extra.
Here in Camden County on the Delaware River.
Earth Kenan Salazar has just embarked on the journey of a lifetime. He's creating a song about each of New Jersey's 21 counties. So, 21 songs from start to finish.
So let me just quickly show you around. Cherry Hill's a center to Shopee. Vineland's east by Winslow and Creek.
Salazar is a Berkeley-trained multi-instrumentalist who has started to develop a big following online for his satirical yacht rock-style songs. Think Steely Dan, but with a little Gen Z twist thrown in. Salazar writes the lyrics of these New Jersey songs and films a short music video at sites around the Garden State. The Gen Z musician is also big on the concept of brain rot. These are lyrical compositions that come from internet speak and endless meme scrolling and make very little sense when strung together. Kenan joined me in our Philadelphia studio to explain what brain rot style is and how this New Jersey project was conceived.
It started out as like a songwriting exercise, if you will. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Philly, but Jersey, I've only been living there since like during the pandemic, so I don't really have as much knowledge of the state as I should, like being a resident of the mm-hmm. state. So I kind of like took it upon myself to be like, you know what, let me see if I can do all 21 counties of New Jersey, like all a song for each one. The internet loves that sort of like quest and wanting to follow along.
The idea that you're building towards something really appeals to an internet audience.
I think so. That's part of why I wanted to do it, because two birds, one stone, you know, social media content, and also getting to stretch my songwriting chops a little bit.
I think we should rewind a little bit, because your chops are legit. You're born in the Philippines, right?
Yep.
Moved to the Philly area when you were really young.
Yes. Like Oxford Circle area is how I would describe like where I grew up. I come from like a musical household, but not in the sense that like my parents played music. They were 90s kids, right? So they loved, I heard Nirvana, Pearl Jam growing up in the house, and like my parents, like those were my parents' favorite bands, as well as a lot of like Filipino rock music. Just hearing that all the time. Mm-hmm. Some of my earliest memories are just like having a laptop, one of those old like Windows XP laptops, and just like opening up Windows Music Player, whatever it is, and just like listening through my parents' whole collection of like MP3s that they got off, you know, off their CDs or maybe LimeWire. I don't know.
Because,
yeah, exactly. Napster. Yeah,
you don't know about all that. So your parents loved music, but they were not themselves musicians.
My dad played a little guitar.
A little bit.
He was doing some like high school, college band stuff way back in the Philippines, but yeah, he just showed me like your basic open chords, and he saw that I picked it up pretty quickly and just opened up like a YouTube tab for me and said, here, you know.
So you taught yourself through YouTube?
Pretty much at the beginning. Whoa. Yeah, I learned most of like what I know today at the beginning.
That is like a modern music education.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly.
So fascinating.
I always tell people like my first degree was at YouTube University, right?
But then you ended up going to Berklee College of Music,
exactly.
Which is not YouTube University. It's a little older than that. So you went there to study what? I mean, first of all, you have to be very proficient just to get in.
Sure. What I gravitated toward was just doing every aspect of the music production process yourself and learning about how to do that all yourself. In this
becoming
major.
Like a one-man band.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow. One-man band, one-man production team, one-man video team.
Which is interesting because that's perfect for, I would imagine, creating your own thing on the internet. If
Absolutely.
You can make something sort of soup to nuts
yeah.
and package it and put it on the internet yourself, you have now become the musician, the producer,
yep.
and the label.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, and that's what you've done. You've created your own internet brand. I mean, you have a large following at this point.
Yeah, it's such a pleasure and privilege to be able to do something like that in the 21st century. I mean, like, you have really no barrier these days to just start doing it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
There's no barrier between you and the audience, really.
Yeah.
The audience is waiting for you. And as long as you've got the chops, which you do, bam, you can find your audience.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, engage with them and have a conversation in the comments. Some people didn't, you know, take too kindly to the way that I described Camden County and some of the aspects of it. You know, of course, it's just my opinion. At the end of the day, it's a songwriting exercise, yeah. You know. Your experience is probably different than mine. But
I want to hear a little bit of the Gloucester County tribute by Keenan.
Curtis Smith is from the Deptford area.
Visit them all
at the Rowan University, the Commoners or Engineer. About 300,000 folks here, all in all.
Oh, beautiful. There's so many things to dissect about this. How would you describe your approach to the humor in the song?
Sure.
There is something specific about it. It's almost like unrefined in a way that's really funny.
Yeah. So I like to think of it as like me being a quote unquote pro trying to do something amateurish.
Yes.
Right. And yes. I think that sort of like contrast and contradiction is like pretty funny.
The song itself is gorgeous. And then it's like some of the lyrics are like, is he making this up as he goes?
Yeah, exactly. I love just like random name drops. And because obviously, you know, you'd be hard pressed to think that this was an actual song on the radio if you just listen to the lyrics. I mean, they're not, a lot of them are disconnected.
Yep.
But I think that's kind of the funny part of it. And it's just like, it's almost like non sequitur after non sequitur after non sequitur. It's like
people who hear your New Jersey stuff will, if they have even a decent ear for music, will understand it's a yacht rock sound.
Sure, yeah.
And before you started this New Jersey project, you were doing all sorts of yacht rock covers with humorous lyrics.
Yeah.
Maybe we can watch the Twitch stream. Maybe I'm out while I'm crashing out.
How did that start?
I had just seen these trends of like people doing something similar, but it was mostly, you know, popular songs or songs from Hamilton, and they would replace these words with like what we consider like quote unquote brain rot words of like
brain,
you know,
rot words.
Yeah, like your skibbity, sigma, riz, all the whatever the kids are saying these days. You
Wait,
know?
You're a kid. You can't.
I
say
guess
that.
So. I guess so. I'm grateful to be in that crossroads.
Right, you're in the middle.
You know.
Yeah. So brain rot refers to like Gen Z / alpha slang, basically.
In a sense, they're related words. You know, brain rot is just like really anything that you would consider not good for your mental health, you know, online, just scrolling. And part of that is the culture of the young people just coming up with all sorts of newfangled, you know, terminology.
So it's the vocabulary that emerges from spending too much time on the internet. Thus, it is brain rot.
Exactly.
Interesting. So you took big yacht rock hits and then you swapped in these brain rot terms.
Yep.
And that really caught on.
Yeah.
You saw an opportunity because people were not doing this with yacht rock songs.
Exactly.
But did you also like yacht rock?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, ever since like I was like a teenager and I first like had been listening to like Toto and Steely Dan, something about that music really touched me because it was like insanely high level musicianship, but it was like top 40.
And to be clear, yacht rock predates your parents.
Yes. Yes.
So you're discovering this on your own.
Basically, yeah. Just through the power of the internet.
Yeah.
And then everything just kind of unfolded from there, right?
Interesting. So you take these beloved yacht rock songs, you swap in these Gen Z brain rot terms. It obviously has a very humorous effect.
Yeah.
I am curious, like, why it would connect with that audience, given that they, like you, definitely did not grow up with this music.
Yeah. I think the pure just juxtaposition,
the
pure like contradiction of these like insanely different worlds is enough to be like, what in the world is this?
Right. You know, you like, you almost could do it with doo-wop.
Yeah.
It's just like these terms don't fit in this world.
No.
They collide and there is this natural humor that explodes out of
it. Exactly. It's just that contrast, that rub and just exploring that space had been so fun for me, you know, and I still end up doing it every now and again, right?
Yeah. Well, I have to read, and I'm going to read, not sing, the swap that you did on the song Lovely Day by Bill Withers, just to give people a sense.
Sure.
When I open my feed to Marvin Beek and the ghost of goon-slimed guys, the meme depression's PMO, bubonic on my mind. That's the first verse.
Couldn't tell you a single one what it means.
Friggin' baguette, yo. Tim cheese got Swiss.
Do you know, what these things mean?
I do.
Okay, does the audience at this point even understand what they mean?
When I put that out, it was interesting because people had noted that, like, I don't even know what these words mean yet.
Can you just explain when I open feed to Marvin Beek?
Yeah. So just on TikTok, you know, with the rise of AI-generated content, people are starting to create stories and sort of these convoluted universes where there are, like, characters and whatnot. And if you go on TikTok and you type Marvin Beek, you'll see the same AI-generated character. It's sort of like a James Bond-type universe.
But the point is that you have burrowed really deep into these internet subcultures, unearthed these terms.
Maybe it's just, you know, my own character flaw of just, like, being online too much. But it's just fun. It's just fun.
Big stuff with an outline, we can tell that dream's on sight. They got Tommy in it. He would.
As we sort of get ready to wrap up, I think the cliche question is, like, where do you want to go with this?
Sure.
I think I'm more interested in, like, what type of music career do you want to have?
Yeah.
Do you hope this leads to band, tour, management, all that type of stuff? Or do you feel like, hey, long term, I want to be my own independent creator where I get to control everything and interface directly with the audience forever?
Most of me wants it to be like the latter.
Really?
Right? Where I'm not doing this stuff just because, like, I want attention or numbers or whatever. But I found that, like, just being a creator, making something, and then putting it out and people like it and seeing that it makes people smile, and just that cycle of, like, making something, whatever it is, it may be music, it might be a video, it might be a blog post on some website that I have, whatever it is, but just that process of creating, I think is speaking to, you know, who I am. And I think that, you know, I would like to eventually, like, play shows and, you know, eventually, like, put out original music that I am working on right now. But as independent artists start to take over, I guess, this music industry, a lot of people have been sort of forging paths and letting people in on, like, hey, what is it that I was doing? Whether it was, like, they were running newsletters or, like, they had merch or, you know, song sales, shows, whatever. That's a model of mine, I would say.
Circling back to where we begin, New Jersey, is there something inherently funny about it?
Yes.
There is.
I think it's just, it's you know, pop culture. Yep. Unfortunately, people say it's like the armpit of New York or whatever. Yeah. Or like, and, you know, there's that old quote that it's like a beer keg tapped at two ends, right?
You know? I haven't heard that one.
Yeah. Anyways, you got the New York part or the Philly part, right? Yeah. But it's unfortunate that Jersey has to be divided in that way, the New York part and the Philly part, right? Yeah. But it makes sense. And, you know,
being defined by these things.
Exactly.
That are beyond it, yeah.
And, you know, I do want to show people that, hey, Jersey is not just like what the site is when you leave New York and you go to see a Giants game at MetLife. You know what I mean? That's not all Jersey is.
Yeah, there is an undercurrent of love and affection in there.
Absolutely.
Within the joke.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to show people that, hey, Jersey's great. And I love South Jersey, specifically.
Amen to that. And that was Brain Rot Yacht Rock multi-instrumentalist singer-songwriter Earth Keenan Salazar. You can follow him on Instagram and TikTok for Keenan's quest to produce a song about each of New Jersey's 21 counties. Camden and Gloucester are already out, so we've just got 19 more to go. Studio 2 is produced by Debbie Builder, Paige Murray Bessler, and Andreas Copes. Al Banks is our engineer. Mike Schiffler is our visual producer. Our executive producer is Kevin McCrory. And from Studio 2 at WHYY in Philadelphia, I am Avi Wolfman-Aaron. Thanks so much for joining me.